Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Feedy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Roger, and Tim fucking Geddes. I actually don't know who the champ is. I don't even know if we have a champ.
It's me.
Oh, is it Roger? Is Roger the champ?
Because guess what?
Guess what?
I left a little crystal inside here because no one saw it because they didn't fucking look hard enough. Because guess who's the real champ? It's me. And this is my crystal. And I'm taking it back home. It's my special crystal.
What are you doing with that crystal?
Don't worry about it. Magic.
Whoa. Magic crystal, everybody.
Contestants, are you ready?
I don't know if I am.
Craig Miller, that's how it feels. I want you to know.
You're not getting this fucking crystal.
We got a twofer for you. We're doing two trivia games.
Whoa!
We're getting kind of crazy. We're going to start off with a game called GeoBlesser.
Whoa.
GeoBlesser.
Okay.
I don't like it.
GeoBlesser.
The rules are simple. I provided you with two rounds of images of various video game locations. When I say I provided you, the images are going to come up in the video.
Got it.
Maybe in the end product, I might actually give you the images. We'll wait till we get there. If you can identify the game that the location is from, you get 10 points.
Ooh.
If you can tell me the name of the location, you get another 10 points. The more specific you can get with the name of the location, the higher the potential of even more points. Wow. So if I give you, let's say, Hyrule, right? Like a location within Hyrule. Let's say I give you Zora's Kingdom, right? If you're able to tell me that is a Legend of Zelda game, you'll get the 10 points. If you say Hyrule, I might give you 10 points. If you can tell me Zora's Kingdom, that'll give you 10 more points.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
So the more specific, the better.
I love that.
You'll have a minute to jot down your answers on your boards. There's two rounds to this. And so each round, four images will pop up on the screen. You can basically number your answers, right? I got you the whiteboard so you can put all your answers right there. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Dope.
These markers smell real strong.
Is that why you're talking about crystal?
Oh my God, dude. That was,
the crystal!
Unfiltered.
Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah.
Bring up round one.
Whoa.
So we got four images for you.
Oh, shit.
Again, write down the number, write down the game that you believe the location is from, and then write down the name of the location. If you're a video watcher and audio listener, of course, in the title, I put video recommended. This is a better game to play if you're watching along with the video. I'm sorry. And I should also mention that this is part of our trivia trials that we're doing here.
Bear, thank you for the
game showdown.
Oh, shit, fuck.
Yeah, this is going.
Getting ready for game showdown.
Oh, wow.
Testing around a bunch of stuff on Kind of Feudy. Oh, man, they're writing.
Oh, boy. That last one's covered a little bit. Four. Do we need to? Okay, there we go.
There we go. Thank
you. Oh, boy. That's rough.
You got 7 seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2. Contestants.
Wow.
Pens.
Wow.
Pens down. Right? Finish that last word. Pens down, pens down, pens down. We're going to start off with Tim Geddes.
Oh, man.
Bear, bring up the image. Tim, what were these for you?
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to win this game. For number one, I put the game Cyberpunk 2077.
Okay.
The location, Night City.
Okay.
For number two, I just put Destiny.
All right.
Wow.
For number three, I put Vice City.
Okay.
Number four, I put Mario Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a location for that one, just the Mario Odyssey?
He didn't write it down.
You didn't write it down.
Yeah, I didn't write it down.
Fucking ad lib once we write something?
I don't.
Next, no, you can't. You. Roger McCorney.
So I fucked up because I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, these are all different. But
I want you to know when it popped up, I was like, oh, these are all from the same game? And it took me quite a while to be like, no. Yeah.
All right. Number one, I wrote Starfield. I wrote maybe Neon City, maybe Neon. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really play that game. Number two, I wrote Killzone Shadowfall. That's not right. The more I look at that, that's not right.
I like it, though.
Number three, I wrote Vice City, mm-hmm. And I wrote Vice City. So I guess the Vice City and
got
the Vice
it. Nailed
City.
It.
And number four, I wrote Ariel's Home in Kingdom Hearts.
I love that.
She has a home, and I'm pretty sure she's under
Atlantis.
The water.
Yeah. Atlantis.
No, it's her home. It's her home. It's her home. She has all the stuff.
Greg, what you got for me?
Number one, I put Starfield, Neon. It is Neon City inside of Neon, but whatever. Number two, I put Mass Effect. Number three, I put GTA. And number four, I put Zelda, which was a shot in the dark and not correct.
As we go through, Barrett, you can bring up the images one more time. Number one is Starfield. It is Neon City.
Shit.
So that's a point. That's 20 points, actually, for Greg and Roger with that one.
Fuck, look at us. Come number one, Starfield,
Crystal.
Guys.
That's 20 points each. Number two is Mass Effect.
Yeah, fuck.
And it's the Citadel.
Oh.
That will be 10 points for Greg Miller. Because Greg Miller did guess Mass Effect, did not tell us the location.
Again, when I burned half the clock trying to figure out what one game. I fucked myself on that one.
Number three is GTA San Andreas.
Yeah.
And that is Las Venturas.
Oh, it is.
Las Venturas. Yeah. The damn. Las Vegas Strip we right there. Nobody got that one. I'm not going to give you the points for GTA, Greg.
Ooh, that's not, you're rude.
I need a bit more specificity.
You're
fucking rude.
You're dumb.
But no, nobody got that one. And then at number four. Zipper.
Give me number four, though. Give number me number four.
Is Mario Odyssey.
Fuck.
It is Lake LaMode. That's the name of the level.
I wouldn't have got LaMode.
Tim got 10 points for that.
You go underwater in that game?
Water the kingdom.
You go underwater in the game?
I don't believe it.
What are you doing with the water over there?
With that, the current score is Greg in the lead with 30 points. Roger right behind him with 20 points. And Tim in last place currently with 10 points as we roll in to round two. Again, this is a two-round game. We only got two rounds for this one. Barrett.
Gotta go fast.
Bring it up. Shit. Same rules. We got four more images for you. See if you can give me the title of the game.
Barrett, they went away.
Title of the game and then also the location within the game. Man, this feels like exams. This feels like the SATs right here.
Oh.
Again, you have a minute on the clock. Currently, you're sitting at 35 seconds. They're jotting down. It's fun to see you guys deep in thought like this.
Fuck, man.
I'm struggling over here. You got 15 seconds left on the clock. You got almost 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Pens down, pens down. This time we're going to start off with Greg Miller.
Oh, wow.
Greg, what did you have for these ones?
So number one, I put Shadow of the Colossus.
Mm-hmm.
I had no location put.
Okay.
Number two, I put Fallout, Maryland. Number three, I put The Crew. Number four, I put Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Do you have any specific location for, or do you have a specific Fallout you want to call out?
Shit. Fallout 3. That means it'll be the wrong one. It'll be 4.
And then what was your last game again?
Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Rescue Mission, gotcha. Next up, Roger, what'd you got?
Hi. I got, number one, I put Shadow of the Colossus as well. Number two, I put Fallout New Vegas. Number three, I wrote Watch Dogs. And I wrote Detroit. I don't know where Watch Dogs is in. And then I put, for four, I put Astro's Playroom. And I just wrote PS5 Beach. I don't know what I was going for, but I wrote all those things.
You crushed it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Tim Geddes, what you got from me?
I was so torn on this first one, and I think y'all are right, and I fucked up. I put Final Fantasy 15.
Mm. Oh!
They're always by a lake. It looks a little too moody for that lake and these broken
bridges. I know
bridges.
Exactly the lake you're thinking of.
Then I put Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
I named the location Wasteland.
That's good. Okay. Good pick.
I put The Division 2.
Oh!
For number three.
You be guys.
And then I put Astro's Playroom for number four.
Is Playroom the PS5 one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Number one. We got Shadow of the Colossus.
Shit, dude.
I'll let you down there.
Bro. It's called The Forbidden Lands, is what the location is called.
I gotta start making shit up.
That's going to get both Roger and Greg at 10 points right there as they fist bump.
Break our knuckles.
Number two is going to be Fallout New Vegas.
Damn.
Location, technically New Vegas. Damn it. Nobody went as far as even to like double down and say that their location is in
like
Vegas.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's, you type,
that's
you write
two separate
that
things.
The, that's
two
the name
think
of the
about
game.
That. Think about that.
Well, if that's the case, then you
is,
you got
is
the
that
first
what
thing
you would have wanted?
Like, I would have wanted New Vegas or
and
more
the location New Vegas, even though the game's called New Vegas.
Yes. Okay. But if you wanted to get even more specific with it, Boulder City got is it. The location.
Okay. Yeah. So, I feel like we didn't get that. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Number three. Oh, and for that one, I should say that Tim got 10 points for that one. One Roger got 10 points. Greg unfortunately said Fallout 3. Number three was Watch Dogs 2.
Oh, really?
Watch Dogs 2. That is the Bay
the
Area.
Golden Gate Bridge.
That is Lake Merritt right
Shit.
There. Lake Merritt is the location.
Can I get five, please?
No.
Come on, please. I deserve it.
With that, nobody got any points because, of course, Tim said the Division 2. Roger says Watch Dogs in Detroit.
It's pretty fucking close. Come on.
Have you not been to Lake Merritt?
I don't know. I just moved here like a year ago.
And then Greg said The Crew. And then at number four, we got Astro's Playroom. That is the Cooling Springs is what that level is called.
I said beach.
You said beach.
beach.
With that, Tim and Roger both got 10 points. Unfortunately, Greg said Astrobot's Rescue Mission.
I can never keep them straight.
Listen, I understand. I understand. Right now, the current score is Tim in last place with 30 points. Greg in second place with 40 points. And Roger leading with 50 points as
we
roll
in. We gotta give this kid's crystal. He's doping with this crystal.
That is the end of our first game, but we do have a second game for you. In that game, it's called Fast Feudy. That's the final game. What do I have? I have a game showdown script in here. Of course, Fast Feudy is inspired all by Kind of Feudy. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,600 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. I'm going to read to you the prompts, and each of you have one chance to guess what answer you think the Kind of Funny audience gave the most. Last place will get the first guess, then second place, then first. If the person before you already gave an answer, you cannot repeat that answer. I won't reveal the true answers until the end of the game. This is like a quick fire. Think like Fast Money on the other show that we're not
on
using.
The other show.
Yeah,
okay.
On the
okay.
other show.
I've narrowed down to five answers
per
prompt.
Are we using this?
You're not using that. Okay. Yeah, you can put away the whiteboards.
Put them away.
I've narrowed down to five answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, more points you receive. You'll have only 20 seconds to answer.
Okay.
Each prompt.
I like that.
And Bear's gonna be quick on the draw with the timer.
What is your obsession with this third?
It's one? Mine.
Who decided?
Mike, you weren't here. Mike took it, and then I took it back for. Oh, I won it on the last Kind of Feudy.
No, you did not. First of all,
okay. No. I won it. I won it.
I filled out the form to get a thermos.
Okay, well, now we got to have a
discussion.
I'm
pretty sure
okay?
Sam Lake gave me that thermos on the show. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, then you didn't take it. And there was a whole thing, and then I won it, and then I have the crystal. We're all freaking out here. Don't worry about it. It's mine.
So does that make sense of how this is going to go? So I'm going to ask a question. We're going to start off with Tim, then Greg, then Roger. You'll all give your answers in order. Then we move on to the next thing.
But so what, the 20 seconds, it's 20 seconds per person?
Per person.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So
okay,
it resets with each person's answer. Contestants, are you ready?
I think we're good.
I think Greg's texting Sam Lake asking about some fucking thermos.
Like, whose thermos is this?
I'd like to take everybody back to September 11th. Not the way you think. Not the way you think.
No!
10:42 a.m. Roger says to me on Slack, there was a delivery for you just now, so I was wondering if that was it because we were waiting on something else. I say, no, if big packages arrive with my name on them, feel free to open them. Roger says, okay, gotcha. I say, go for it. Let me know what it is. I can tell you if there's an embargo. Roger says, oh, it's from Remedy. I go, lol, it's going to be an Alan Wake 2 thermos. Let me check the embargo. He says, gotcha, thanks. I say, none, bring it to Sam. And then you go, okay.
Yeah, and then Mike took it, and then I took it back
to
Mike.
So this thermos arrived with my name on it, everybody.
That's true. That's true, but then you told me to open it, and again, that's against federal law. You know what I mean? If I can't steal your mail, technically. You know what I mean? Try to put me in jail, Greg.
This is what crystals do to people.
They turn them crazy, I know.
Whoa. Whoa.
All right, round number one.
Yes.
Name a Pokemon type other than fire, water, or grass. We're going to start with Tim.
Psychic.
Tim says psychic. Greg Miller.
Poison.
Greg says poison. Roger Bacorny.
Magic.
Roger says magic. Next up, name a game with the word quest in the title. We're going to start off with Tim Geddes. Tim is thinking. Yeah,
Dragon Quest.
Tim says Dragon Quest. Roger, or sorry, Greg. Greg Miller.
Puzzle Quest.
Greg says Puzzle Quest. Roger.
Costume Quest?
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Roger says Costume Quest. Damn, you guys are really good at this.
Thank you.
Just for the fact that you're giving quick answers, not that you got the right answers.
All
right,
come on.
Round number three. Name a game developed by Remedy. We're going to start off with Tim Geddes.
Control.
Tim says Control. Greg Miller.
Alan Wake.
Roger.
Max Payne.
Max Payne? Name a platform that you can play Minecraft on, Tim Geddes.
PC.
Greg Miller.
Xbox.
Roger.
Switch.
Lastly, name a genre that we haven't seen a Mario game in, Tim Geddes.
Shooter.
Greg Miller.
Greg is erasing his white
fervorously. I know that timer's not up. I'm keeping time in my hand right now.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they're going way too fast cooking. For me to reset it.
I don't fucking know.
Greg says cooking. Roger.
He said shooter. Can I say first person shooter or no? No.
No.
Fuck. Fuck. That's not RTS.
Okay.
Roger says RTS.
What about Rabbids?
Oh.
Shit.
That's what stopped me too.
And now we go through and we tabulate.
And now we
our audience doesn't know anything though.
It's also true.
Starting at number one, I said name a Pokemon type other than fire, water, or grass. Tim said psychic. Psychic is our 40-point answer. You get 40 crazy. Points.
I fucked up, man. Electric.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. Greg said poison. Poison is not on the list.
Y'all gotta play Pokemon Go. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And then Roger said magic. Magic is not on the list.
That's so funny.
And round number two.
I thought that I learned the other day that Pikachu doesn't say I love you at the end.
Because he watched the fucking movie.
You watched the I Choose You movie?
I thought that was canon.
Yeah.
I thought that was real.
That's AU canon.
Oh, shit.
Australia? No, alternate universe.
Oh. Australia.
It's the whole thing.
Down under, we got our own Pokemon canon.
In round number two, I asked you to name a game with the word quest in the title. Tim said Dragon Quest. Dragon Quest is our 50-point answer. You're going to get 50 points for that, Tim.
Awesome.
Greg...
Puzzle
said,
Quest, not on the list.
Puzzle Quest. Puzzle Quest is our 40-point answer. You get 40 points.
Men and women of taste, I appreciate you.
And then Roger said Costume Quest. Costume Quest is not on
crazy.
The
that's
list.
Crazy. Greg got a sequel, man.
In round number three, I asked you to name a game developed by Remedy. Tim said Control. Control is our 50-point answer.
That's fucking fuck.
Greg said Alan Wake. Alan Wake is our 40-point answer. And then Roger said Max Payne. Max Payne is our 30-point answer.
Fucker's stealing my crystals.
In round number four, I asked you to name a platform that you can play Minecraft on.
Oh, no. Tim, I'm going to make it up. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Tim said PC. PC is our 50-point answer.
Oh, yeah.
Greg said Xbox. Xbox is our 40-point answer. And then Roger said Switch. Switch is our 10-point answer. And then in round number five, ask you to name a genre.
How many games are we playing this game?
Name a genre that we haven't seen a Mario game in. Tim said shooter. First person shooter is our 50-point answer. Greg said cooking. Cooking is not on the list.
Oh, wow.
Roger said RTS. RTS is our 30-point answer.
I knew it. Y'all now, don't know shit.
It doesn't end there because we do have one more bonus round for you.
Oh, my.
All right.
I hope there's a 120-point answer.
Each of you has one shot to clean up the rest of the answers on the board.
Oof.
One at a time. I'm going to read to you each of the prompts. If you get an answer on the board, you get to keep going. And give another guess. If you miss an answer, that means it's over for you, and we move on to the next person. We'll start with the person who kicked off the Fast Beauty round.
Wait, what? Shouldn't it be the person that's the lowest?
You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to switch
okay,
the rules. I'm
going to
switch the rules
up.
We're
going
to start with the person that's the lowest. Because ideally, the person that goes first is supposed to have the least amount of time. But apparently, that did not matter for Roger Bricorni, who found out all how right. to be last. So we're going to start off with Roger Bricorni. Roger, name a Pokemon type other than fire, water, or grass.
Electric?
Damn it!
Electric is our 30-point answer.
Whoa.
We got 40, right?
Yeah, Psychic was the 40-point answer.
We didn't get 50.
So Electro gets the 30-point answer. Roger, you get to keep going.
Does he get those 30 points?
He does get those 30 points, yes.
Oh, shit. Do I have 20 seconds?
You don't have a timer, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you get to just keep going.
Fuck.
Maybe I should add a timer to that, actually. That's a good
call.
Yeah,
now we're workshopping. We're figuring it out.
Name a Pokemon type other than fire, water, or grass. Psychic and Electric have been kicked off the board. Greg got nothing with poison early on, and you got nothing with magic.
Rock?
Rock is not on the list.
Whoa.
We move on to Greg Miller. Greg, there's three answers left on the board for name a Pokemon type other than fire, water, or grass.
Definitely thought you didn't say grass. Thought I had a shot at this one.
I don't know, fucking mental or some shit.
Greg says mental. Mental is not on the list. Tim, you already won, but do you want to go for it?
Ground.
Ground is not on the list.
What's on the list?
At 10 points,
Pikachu.
Dragon.
Dang. Okay.
At 20 points, Fairy.
Yeah.
Double the movie shop at Fairy?
At 50 points, Ghost.
Gengar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim is your victor with 270 points.
Eat the crystal.
Yeah, Greg in second place with 160 points, and Roger in last place with 150 points. To tie some loose ends here, right? Number two, when I said name a game with the word quest in the title, you had Quest 64 at 30 points, King's Quest 20 points, and at 10 points you had EverQuest. When I asked you to name a game developed by Remedy, at 20 points you had Quantum Break. At 10 points, you had Alan Wake 2. At number four, when asking to name a platform that you can play Minecraft on, at 30 points, you had PlayStation. And at 20 points, you had iOS/mobile. And then our final one, when asking to name a genre that you haven't seen a Mario game in, at 40 points, you have horror. At 20 points, you have Souls Like. And at 10
Luigi's
points,
Mansion.
You have a dating sim.
Mario!
Dating sim.
Holy shit.
That's been another trivia trial for you, of course. We're testing out a bunch of different trivia games to figure out how Game Showdown is going to go down.
Whoa!
Let's fucking go. Until next time, let us know if you got any ideas for some trivia stuff to throw around and figure out. I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Greg. That's been Roger Recording. It's been our pleasure to serve you.